Welcome to Storytime. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. It all happened so fast. One moment Joseph was a prisoner. The next, he was standing in Pharaoh's court as the Prince of Egypt. As the Prince of Egypt, Joseph has worked very wisely for the last 7 years. He's preparing Egypt for the coming famine. Do you remember what we said the word famine meant? It's a time when there's very little food. Now, not only Egypt is entering the time of famine, but also every country round about Egypt. The Bible says in Genesis 41:57, "And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands." And also in verse 42:6, the Bible says, "And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land." Every person that wanted to buy corn must buy it from Joseph. One day, 10 men were standing together in the line of people waiting to buy corn. When Joseph saw them, he must have gasped in surprise. Joseph recognized the faces of his 10 older brothers. Yes, it had been about 22 years since he had seen them, but he still recognized each one. As they came closer and followed the custom of bowing down before the Egyptian ruler, they certainly did not recognize him. When they bowed down before Joseph, suddenly another shocking thing ran through Joseph's mind. He remembered the dreams. Do you remember those dreams that Joseph had as a 17-year-old boy? Dreams in which his brothers were bowing down to him right before his eyes. These dreams were coming true. The Bible says Joseph spoke roughly, even harshly, to his brothers. Why? Remember how they had treated him. But perhaps because he was testing them to see if they had changed in their hearts. Joseph said, "From what place did you come, and why are you here?" They answered, "Oh, we've come from the land of Canaan to buy food." Joseph raised his voice, "You are spies. You have come to see how poor our land is." The brothers all defended themselves. "Oh, no, sir, no, sir. Your servants have only come to buy food. We are all 10 brothers, sons of one man. We're telling you the truth. We are not spies." Joseph insisted,
"You are spies."
Oh, how upset those brothers were. "Sir," they said, "your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in Canaan. And the youngest brother is with our father, and one brother is dead. We are not spies." They were so upset, because even though they were telling the truth, this man would not believe them. Do you ever get upset when you're telling the truth and your parents or your teachers don't believe you? But wait, did Joseph's brothers always tell the truth? What terrible lies they had told about Joseph, do you remember? Do you always tell the truth? No, and when we don't, it's lying, and lying is sin. So is disobeying your parents or pouting to get your way. And you know, sin should upset us more than anything, because all sin is against God. You know what sin is. It's anything we even think, things that we say or do that break God's laws. God says in Romans 3:19 that all the world is guilty before God of breaking his laws. That should upset us more than anything, especially when we know what the punishment of sin is. If we refuse to receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior from sin, then we must bear the everlasting punishment for sin. Do you remember what that is? Yes, forever being separated from God and His wonderful heaven. But you've heard me tell you how much God loves you. He wants you to be in heaven with Him someday. He created you in heaven for that very plan, so you could enjoy and share and all that happiness and beauty and richness. Our holy and perfect God made a way for you to have your sins forgiven. Yes, He sent Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, God's perfect Son, died in your place on the cross of Calvary, was buried and rose from the dead, and now he's in heaven, ready to forgive your sin. You know, if you've never done this, you can choose today to receive the Lord Jesus, or you can choose to reject him. Rejecting Jesus means you must bear your own punishment for sin. That should upset you more than anything. Well, Joseph's brothers were upset, not because of their sin, but because this Egyptian ruler did not believe them. Finally, Joseph said to them, "I will find out if you are telling me the truth." Joseph took Simeon and bound him like a prisoner and put him in a prison house. To the other brothers, he said, "You go home and take corn for your families, but the next time you come back, you had better have your younger brother with you, the one that you told me you left at home. If you really bring a younger brother, then I will know you are telling me the truth and you will not die." All this time, Joseph was speaking through an interpreter to his brothers. He spoke Egyptian. The brothers spoke Hebrew. They didn't think he could understand them, so they began to talk to each other in the Hebrew language right in front of Joseph. "Do you know why all this is happening to us? It's because of what we did to our brother Joseph years ago," one of them said. "Yes, do you remember when we saw the anguish in his eyes as he begged us to have mercy on him? And we didn't listen. Now look at what's happening to us."
Reuben, the oldest brother, added,
"Yes, and didn't I tell you not to sin against the child, and you would not listen to me? Now God is judging us for our sin."
The brothers were realizing their secret sin was not so secret. Even though their father still did not know the truth about what happened to Joseph, God knew. No one's secret sin is secret to God. God will judge every secret. Joseph's brothers were realizing that right now. There stood that proud Egyptian ruler, acting as if he didn't understand. But suddenly, the Joseph, who was hiding behind that proud Egyptian image, suddenly he was so touched by their words that he had to run out of the room. He found a private place where he could just let the tears flow, and he cried and cried. He had many reasons to cry, didn't he? Soon he washed his face and returned and sent them back home to Canaan. When the brothers arrived home, they told the long and strange story to their father. Then to add to their distress, they each opened their sacks of corn they had bought in Egypt. Oh, no! They discovered their money was put back in their sacks.
"We are surely in more trouble than ever."
At first, old Jacob was not going to allow Benjamin to go back with them to Egypt, even though Simeon's freedom depended on Benjamin being brought. Let's read from Genesis 42:38 what old Jacob said.
"My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead."
Poor old Jacob. He had grieved all these years for Joseph, believing that he was dead, believing the wicked lie his sons had told him. Those sons had to see their father's grief every day and be reminded of their secret sin. You can be sure the sons of Jacob lost many happy hours because of their secret sin. Even though Jacob was grieving and did not think he could give up his son, finally all that corn ran out. Everyone began to be hungry, and Jacob relented. He said, take a present to this Egyptian ruler, and maybe his heart will be softened." The brothers took a present of honey and spices and nuts and precious ointment called myrrh, and they took double money for their corn. Joseph saw Benjamin in the crowd of brothers as they came before him. He turned to the ruler of his house and said, "Take these men to my house. Fix a really good meal. They are going to have lunch with me." Joseph's brothers were uneasy and confused.
Knowing how harshly they had been treated before, they were not sure what this ruler was planning to do, even though he was inviting them to lunch. When they saw Joseph's steward, they explained to him about finding money in their sacks. "Oh," he said kindly, "I had your money. It must have been that God put treasure in your sacks." He didn't tell them that Joseph had ordered him to put their money back in their sacks. The brothers brought their present to the Egyptian ruler. They thought he seemed to be in a very kind and generous mood. When Joseph looked at Benjamin again, he had to suddenly leave the room again. He went to his bedroom, and there he cried and cried. How dearly he loved his family. How deeply he had been hurt. Then Joseph quickly washed his face, put on his dignified expression, and returned to the dining room. Simeon had been brought out of the prison house to the other brothers, and how surprised they all were to see that they had been assigned seating according to their birth order. They didn't know anyone in Egypt. How could anyone in Egypt know them to place them in exactly the order of their age? All 11 of them. Well, things seemed to go very well at lunch, and the brothers began to relax. Maybe now the strange-acting Egyptian ruler really trusted them. They got their sacks of corn, paid for them, and early the next morning, they were leaving to return to their father in Canaan. All 11 brothers were together again, and everything, was peaceful. Until they had not gone far from Egypt when suddenly they heard shouts and hoofbeats behind them. "Stop, thieves!" The brothers stopped and turned to see Joseph's steward angrily coming toward them. "Why have you rewarded evil for good? Why did you steal my master's silver cup?" You can imagine how upset these brothers were. "What are you saying? God forbid that we should do such a thing. Didn't you see that we were honest enough to return our money to you, the money that we found in our sacks? How can you dare accuse us of stealing your ruler's silver or gold? Here, check everyone's sack, and if you find that silver cup in one of our sacks, then that person will die, and the rest of us will be your servants." "Very well," steward said. "Only whoever has stolen the cup shall be the servant." Ooh, the Bible says in Genesis 44:11, "Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack." Verse 12 says, "And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack." The brothers gasp in horrified silence. Not Benjamin! They knew Benjamin had not stolen that cup. But how would they ever be able to convince that suspicious Egyptian ruler? And their old father? Why, he would grieve himself to death if anything happened to Benjamin. They were so horrified that they ripped their coats. This was something that people did in those days to show how terribly upset they were. Well, they all climbed back on their donkeys and started back to Egypt. Oh, boys and girls, what's going to happen to Benjamin? What's going to happen to those poor, miserable brothers? That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.